For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, December 28, 1982. Family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Don Corder is the teacher of the afternoon.
You need to have an understanding of the privilege that you have in this hour. Not everybody has the opportunity to hear the word being taught such as you're hearing it. Do not take the word of God for granted. Amen? I'm sure my brother from Guatemala can attest to that. There are some dry places, even where the word of God is not being taught and proclaimed. Also, as we hear the word and as we assimilate the word into our lives, as you hear the word, particularly as you hear brothers such as myself and others who come your way to teach the word, understand that not everything can be said at one time. But we trust that we will answer more questions than we create questions. But sometimes, as we answer a question, it creates another little question in your mind. Well, at this point, don't let that bother you. Just receive the answer to the question that came forth. Amen? Because much of what is being taught is the result of as I was, Brother Shafi was sharing a while ago, you know, he said he spent 400 or 500 hours just on one particular subject with a Strong's Concordance. Well, my wife has accused me at times of, she says, you just meditate so much and you get up there and she says, we can't assimilate all you've got to say. She said, you spend so much time in the Word that, she said, it just, and that sometimes tends to be true as we spend that time with the Lord and spend the time in the Word. But yet, I believe at the same time that no matter where you are in your spiritual walk with the Lord, what comes forth is not for your neighbor, but for you. Receive what's being said. I always encourage people to check it out in the Word. Check it out. Don't take anything for granted that's being said. Amen? You are responsible to check it out. You say, but you're responsible to teach me the truth. I am. But you have a spiritual responsibility before God to study the word that you show yourself approved unto Him. My teaching you the word does not cause you to be approved. Your study of that word does. Every individual needs to be studying the word of God to where they can rightly divide it for themselves. Amen? Now, I want to share along the lines of deliverance this afternoon some things the Lord has laid upon my heart. And I feel somewhat like our brother that spoke this morning, in that if I can share with you some nuggets that the Lord has revealed to me, or there are times that I've been sitting under another brother's ministry, and I only heard one thing that he said. And I left him at that point and started doing my own study. I don't suppose any of you preachers have been guilty of that. Or anybody else. You know, you'll hear something that you've been wanting an answer to, and then you go off into the Spirit and begin to put some things together and begin to do some study on your own, as even as you're sitting listening. What I want to share with you this afternoon, we could entitle it, Exposing Demon Activity. There is demon activity everywhere. It's all around us. We need to have an understanding of demon activity. We need to know how the enemy operates, how he works. And I know that you are taught in the area of deliverance a great deal in this camp. But that is one of the primary reasons that God raised this camp up. Is that not so? Amen. Turn with me to the 4th chapter of the book of Mark. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Cease, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Now, first of all here, we've always related the fact that they had no faith to the storm. Take it a step further back. Jesus said, Let us pass over unto the other side in verse 35. Did they believe the words of Jesus? Jesus said, We're going to the other side. That's where we're going. Well, do you think there might be some hindrances in getting to the other side? Anytime you say, Praise God, I am going to receive from God. Does there ever a storm arise in the meantime to keep you from going to the other side? So Jesus is relating it not only to the fact they couldn't deal with the storm, but to the fact that they really didn't believe his words. We're going to the other side, Jesus said. Okay. Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? There were other little ships. There were a number of people. You know, how many people were in all those ships? We don't know. But there was a ship with Jesus and his disciples, and his other little ships came along also to go to the other side. But chapter 5, and they came over unto the other side. Well, Jesus got where he was heading. He received exactly what he said. We're going to the other side. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the land, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. But because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of a man, thou unclean spirit. Now the Greek context here allows that Jesus had continued to say from the time he got out of the boat, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit, as Jesus was even heading toward the man. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now, there was there, nigh unto the mountains, a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Actually, devils there should be demons, as our brother pointed out this morning. Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000. This, but we're going just to close it for now. Luke 9:1, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the gospel of the kingdom and to heal the sick. The contents of the gospel of the kingdom is in Mark chapter 4, where our brother was reading this morning. Deliver to the captives, sight to the blind, etc., etc., preach the acceptable year of the Lord. All those are the tenets of the gospel of the kingdom. That's how you know the kingdom has come. One of the ways you know the kingdom has come is when the devils go in the name of Jesus. You know the kingdom has come nigh unto you. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verses 17 and 19. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Verse 19 says, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. How much authority over the enemy did Jesus give us? All power. Well, we're learning how to use that power. We're still in the process. We're learning. We're learning to fulfill this portion of the Great Commission. And you know, I found something else. I found out that God's faithful. Amen. God is faithful to fulfill His word. Praise God. Amen. All right, let's deal with just some of the things that we've discovered as a result of looking at this man. He saw some strong men in his life. He saw some things that caused him much difficulty. And we want to just deal with some of those things. Let me ask you a question. How many of you related to some of the things that we talked about? Amen. We need to be free of those things. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus desires you to be free, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, set you free, cause you to be free. Praise God. Then Paul says, don't use your freedom as an occasion to the flesh. Once you're free, you know what comes with freedom? When you give a child a little more freedom, comes a whole lot of responsibility. You turn your teenager loose with a car, he's got a little freedom. And I'll tell you what, some responsibility comes with that freedom. Amen. Praise God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you right now. We thank you, Father, that you are going to set us free from these spirits that we've mentioned today that have caused so many people. And Father, this man that we've seen here in the fifth chapter of Mark is a pattern for deliverance. He's a pattern of an individual who is demonized. And Father, as we see the things that manifested in his life, we know that those are some of the very same things that the enemy tries to bring into our own lives and tries to manifest in our lives. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the bitterness and the resentment that may have entered into him, possibly because of that death situation that he may have faced. And Father, right now, we take authority over the bitterness and resentment in every one of our lives. Bitterness and resentment, you have no part in us. We reject you. I want you to say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will entertain no bitterness and no resentment against any other human being. In the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuke the bitterness and the resentment in the name of Jesus. And right now in Jesus' name, I command it to go. Go, bitterness and resentment. Go, bitterness and resentment. You cannot stay. You must go right now in Jesus' name. Bitterness and resentment, unforgiveness and judging, fault-finding spirit and criticism. In Jesus' name, we command you to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness that comes along and judging and that fault-finding spirit. Oh, that fault-finding spirit. Even here, you know that? You can come to a place like this and that fault-finding spirit can manifest because those of us who teach you aren't perfect. You might not agree with everything we say, but you can't find fault either. Amen. We still have feet of clay. Amen. Let's deal with that fault-finding spirit. I'll just minister it and you receive it in Jesus' name. You fault-finding spirit, we break your hold. We will not be a fault-finding, critical people. We break your hold and command you to loose the people right now. Go, you fault-finding spirit. You spirit of criticism. You spirit of criticism, go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Any spirit that is giving competition to Jesus, any spirit that's giving competition to Jesus, I'm taking authority over it right now in Jesus' name. All of you spirits that compete with Jesus for control and dominance of these people's lives, All of you competition spirits, we command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Every competition spirit, go in Jesus' name. Competition spirits, we're speaking to you. We have authority over you, and we command you to go in the name of Jesus. Loose these people right now in Jesus' name. All competition spirits, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pride and intolerance about others in their Christian walk. Pride and intolerance, we take authority over you and command you to go in Jesus' name. Pride, go. Intolerance, go. Agitation, go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Frustration, go in the name of Jesus. We will not be frustrated. We are not a frustrated people. We have peace. The peace that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name. Frustration, you must go. Impatience. You spirit of impatience, I command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Go, you impatient. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of depression, we command you to go right now in Jesus' name. All depression must go right now in Jesus' name. Despondency. In Jesus' name. We break your hold, despondency. We command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Despair and discouragement, go in Jesus' name. Despair and discouragement, go in the name of Jesus. All despair, all discouragement must go in the name of Jesus. Hopelessness, we command you to go. Hopelessness, we command you to go. Hopelessness, go in the name of Jesus. Telling you can't make it. Telling you can't walk with God. Telling you you'll be a failure. Telling you you're too old to start now. Telling you you're too young to start now. Hopelessness, we command you to go right now in Jesus' name. Your hold is broken, you hopeless spirit. You go right now in the name of Jesus. Fear of death. Fear of death, grief, we break your hold right now and command you to go. Fear of death, you must go right now in Jesus' name. Grief, you must go right now in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of grief, go right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Rebellion. We've seen you today, rebellion. There will be no rebellion in us against God. Let's formulate a confession about rebellion. Rebellion. I speak to you, rebellion. I will not entertain you. I renounce and reject all rebellion of any kind. Except rebellion against you, devil. And I command all rebellion to go from me in the name of Jesus. Go, rebellion. You must go in Jesus' name. We command you to go. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. Self-will, stubbornness. Self-will and stubbornness. You came in with rebellion. Selfishness and disobedience. You're right along with rebellion. Go, selfishness and disobedience. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Anti-submissiveness. We command you to go. Loose the people right now. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Anti-submissiveness. We're submitted to God. We're not anti-submissiveness. Disagreeableness. You came in with rebellion too. You disagreeable spirit. We break your hold right now in the name of Jesus. Go, disagreeable spirit. Disagreeableness, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I break the hold of every hurtful memory. And we command them to loose every individual here. From years gone by, everything that we've remembered that caused us to hurt and to ache and cause heartache and heartbreak, in Jesus' name, we break your hold and command you to loose the people right now in the name of Jesus. Hurtful experiences with members of the same sex, with members of the opposite sex. All hurtful experiences. Anytime you've been hurt, we break the hold of those people.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.